a statement. Be a statesman.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case Skid Steer Loaders from Titan Machinery and Pella boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved forward, side, rear, and overhead visibility. Ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the Skid Steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery and Pella.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, my name is Josh Morrissey, operations technician at Cargill Eddyville. If you are looking for a rewarding career that you can take pride in, then please apply today by going online to cargill.com/careers, job posting number EDD00883. We are currently accepting applications for operations technicians. These are 12-hour rotating shifts with starting pay of $19.47 per hour. Again, that's cargill.com/careers, job posting number EDD00883.
Cargill is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Calving season is upon us, and Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose has everything you need to make sure your mama cows have the right nutrients to raise healthy, profitable calves. Quality Ag carries a full line of Right Now mineral products from Cargill Animal Nutrition. Quality Ag Service also has a custom line of lick tubs to supplement your cow's nutritional needs. So call or stop by Quality Ag to speak to Jordan about what products are right for your cows. That's Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, we're back with you folks here at Wells Fargo Arena. It's the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're moving on to Class 1A now tonight. Class 1A is the smaller populated schools in the state of Iowa. Middle ones in wrestling are the Class 2A schools, and then the big boys are Class 3A. And the 3A and 2A championships have been set. We know who is going to wrestle tomorrow for the different place matches and for the different championships. And We're going to take care of that same business right now with Class 1A. We've got a couple of great Southern Iowa matchups that we're going to be bringing you. And first off, we're going to have the 106-pounders. They're out here loosening up, getting ready to take the mats at 106 pounds in the semifinal. It's going to be Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren Liberty Center. He's 50-3 on the season. He's a sophomore. He'll be going up against Iowa City Regina's TJ Schott. And I don't think these two wrestlers have seen each other yet this year. And there's a great matchup at 106 pounds on the other side, where undefeated Brock Henderson from North Lynn Troy Mills is going to be going up against Justin Portillo from Clarion Goldfield. And Coach Cochran, you know a little bit about that kid.
Well, the Portillo kid is, I'm trying to think of this one. I think he got second place last year behind the West kid. It's kind of ironic. I believe Portillo got beat by West last year. So West was state champion. Portillo was second place. But then they both have brothers. So the older Portillo beat the other West brother. So they kind of split championships within the family. But Portillo's only loss is to Teske of Fort Dodge, who's undefeated kid. So this is going to be a Donnybrook of a match. Should be a heck of a match. I would almost say advantage Portillo from Clarion Goldfield.
Now, the 113-pound semifinals here that are going to be taking the mat momentarily. For Tipton, it'll be Eric Lenz. From St. Edmund Fort Dodge, it'll be Cole Allison. On the other mat in the semifinal, it'll be Alex Thompson from Underwood. He's an undefeated 42-0 freshman.
And he's the one that upset the West kid, who was a returning state champion, undefeated. So give him his first loss of his high school career. And again, the one thing, and we're going to try to follow with Thompson, is that his head coach is a native of Centerville, Joe Stevens, returning place winner here.
His opponent will be Ben Moyer from Alburnett. And then on the consolation side at 113, we're going to bring you the match between Brady Kiner. He is a 49-3 sophomore going up against Tanner Lundgren from Emmitsburg. So
we're getting underway here, but let me just fill you in real quickly on the Class 2A team standings after that round. Union is in first with 76. Crest Norrie at Maxburg, second with 71. Mediapolis came up a little bit. They are in third place with 65 points. Our Albia Blue Demons are in 14th with 29 points and still can find a way to climb up.
That is fantastic. Okay, I'm going to bring you the 106-pound semifinal. That'll be Blake Bauer. And if you want to watch mat number 8, that'll be Brady Kiner from Southeast Warren. He's up against Tanner Lundgren. So at 106, we get underway, and Blake Bauer is on his feet for Southeast Warren Liberty Center, Melcher, Dallas. No score here, just underway. Shot from Regina is Bauer's opponent. Blake Bauer works a little snap down, spins behind, and gets control. 30 seconds into the match, it's Blake Bauer with the takedown. Bauer with the takedown leads 2-0. He's trying to punch his ticket to tomorrow night's championship. He's out there on mat number 3, working against TJ Schott from Regina.
We're quick on here on mat number 6. Alex Thompson's just taking it to Moyer of Alburnett. 4-2. He's taking him down twice, cut him twice. Got his third takedown, lead 6-2, with still a minute remaining in the first period.
And now we've got an escape, a nice stand up there by TJ Schott from Regina, and Blake Bauer chases him off the mat with a minute remaining. They'll reset it at the center. Now Bauer works in on a single leg. Sprawl back there by Schott. Schott gets separation. Counting down through 40 seconds left here in this one. In the first period. 106-pounder for Southeast Warren. It's Blake Bauer on his feet in the semifinal. Schott in there by Schott. Nice counter and hand control by Blake Bauer. Blake Bauer caught that hand coming in on that single leg Schott. Got the hand control, and with 16 seconds to go, he pushes his opponent, TJ Schott, off the mat. See if either wrestler has a move that they're going to try to execute here on the reset. 2-1 the score. It's 2 takedown for Bauer. Now Schott in there by Schott. He got the escape to get his 1 point. Now a hip move up by Bauer. Bauer tries a snap down. And with 3 seconds to go, we are going to get rid of the clock in the first period and 106 pounds there.
Well, the end of the first period here at Thompson of Underwood, just dominating. Got 4 takedowns, give up 3 escapes at the end of the first period. They're going to go into the second period, and Thompson chooses on his feet. Why wouldn't he?
Minute and 45 left to go here in the second period, and Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren, he leads 2-0, and he's taking on Tanner Lundgren.
You stay right on top of that one there, Travis, and I'll bring you this championship side with Blake Bauer. He is on his feet in the second period. got the neutral position there. No, he actually started that in the cover position.
Kiner gets a real nice shuck by there. Gets a two-point takedown. He now leads 5-0, Joe.
Another escape by shot. That ties this thing up at 2-2. Minute 40 left here in the second period. 106-pounder Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren Liberty Center on his feet. Class 1A action here. Winner of this one will go to the finals tomorrow.
Kiner now still under a minute to go here in the second period. Still leads 5-0. He's riding tough on Lundgren from Emmitsburg. Lundgren's going to get called for stalling here on the bottom. 45 seconds left to go in the second period, Joe.
Blake Bauer goes off the mat with 1:11 left in the second period, all knotted up 2-2.
Well, this match here on mat number six is not even close. I mean, it's a 12-5, and Thompson is just toying with him. Moyer's 5 points are all escapes. 6 takedowns by Thompson, looking to get another one here with 51 seconds remaining in the second period.
Oh, nice bull rush move here by Bauer, and Bauer gets behind and gets the takedown. Gets the takedown and gets a 4-2 lead as they go off the mat. They do give him the takedown. 4-2 now for Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren. He leads with 38 seconds to go. He's had a couple of takedowns and given up a couple of escapes. Looks like he's going to cut him again here. That's the third escape. All 3 points for TJ Schott are by the escape.
12 seconds left to go here in the consolation side for Kiner of Southeast Warren, and he's been riding his opponent, Tanner Lundgren, this remainder of this second period. He leads 5-0. Time's going to expire.
All right, Blake Bauer on his feet with a 1-point lead, 18 seconds left in his semifinal match. He's up against TJ Schott from Iowa City, Regina. Schott bringing the pressure now, and then a re-pressure by Bauer, and Bauer kind of pummel pushes him off the mat with 9 seconds left in the second.
Blake Bauer on mat number six, into the second period. Thompson just dominating with an 18-6 lead going into the third period, looking to get the tech fall.
Blake Bauer will have his choice and take down to start the third period with a 4-3 lead just underway here in the third period at 106.
Lundgren in on a deep shot here, and he's going to take Kiner down, and now that match is going to be 5-2 with a minute 30 to go here in the third period. Kiner working up off the bottom.
Want to thank all of our great sponsors here, including Lucas County Health Center, bringing you all of this live high school wrestling action on 96.7.
Also want to thank County Propane and Milo, bringing you this 1A action for the Southeast Warren Warhawks.
1:30 left here in the match at 106, and it's Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren Liberty Center, Melcher, Dallas, with a 4-3 lead. He's on the bottom. His opponent, Schott, trying to work off the side now. We've got Schott. That might have been a stall call there on Bauer. We'll see if that motivates him a little here. And he gets back to the center, gets reset.
45 seconds left to go here. Brady Kiner still leading 5-2 as they go out of bounds. He's trying to work his way up off the bottom here to get an escape.
Deep waist right in here by Schott. He's covering Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren.
Well, Thompson of Underwood just dominating the match. 20-8. They're on their feet. He just wants to be on his feet. Gets a takedown again here to go up 22-8. Looking for the tech fall. Minute 5 remaining in the match.
Yeah, 35 seconds left to go here. Brady Kiner leading 5-2 as he's on the bottom. And his opponent, Tanner Lundgren, is going to cut him. It's 6-2 now. 20 seconds left to go in the third period.
Semifinal action, the narrowest of leads for Blake Bauer. He is cut by his opponent to take a 5-3 lead now. It's 5-3. It'll be Blake Bauer on top with 34 seconds to go. His opponent, TJ Schott, just cuts him. 31 seconds to go. Schott in on a single shot. It's Schott with the shot for Iowa City, Regina. A nice sprawl there by Bauer, and now Bauer gets separation, gets back to the edge of the circle, but does not go out and gets rid of 10 more seconds.
Time's going to expire here, and Brady Kiner is going to win his consolation match 6-2 over Tanner Lundgren of Emmitsburg.
It's all eyes on Blake Bauer right now. He's in on a single leg, and a nice muscle move there by Schott. There's 8 seconds to go. Bauer's in a collar tie with Schott, and he will not let that thing go. Schott trying to get back out of bounds because he can't do anything with that collar tie.
Time over.
And time's over, and
Blake Bauer. You hear the Southeast Warren crowd go wild as Blake Bauer punches his ticket to the championships tomorrow. Boy, it is going to be fun. We got a six-pound match to bring you.
Yep, Blake Bauer, he's going to be taking on Justin Portillo, who just won his match 8-3 over the undefeated Brock Henderson of Northland Troy Mills, and Alex Thompson of Underwood, dominating fashion, 24-9. Tech fall, or he ends up getting the Tech fall over his opponent. So congratulations to Joe Stevens. He has another young man, Colt Kingery, in the semifinals as well, coming up here a little later.
Great set of matches for you here. We got a 1A match in the consolation, and there are some wrestling fans that are raising wrestlers. The second kid we've seen tonight, named Gable Fox from Gilbertville Don Bosco, is out there on the mat against Will Portis from Rockford, and I guess that's a pretty good name if you like wrestling.
It looks like Thompson's going to be taking on Eric Lansom Tipton, a 33-3 senior at the 113-pound Class 1A state championship tomorrow night.
There's a Riverside kid named West in the 120-pound semifinal.
I don't know what we got going on over here on mat 7.
We got a stretcher out
there. We got a stretcher over here on mat number 7.
I'll see if I get my binoculars on that and get an eyeball on who that is.
Boy, after seeing that Wednesday night, that's a scary situation to see a stretcher on a mat.
Been down that path once or twice, and I didn't like it, Travis.
Yeah, you had a wrestler yourself, Coach Cochran, that
we had to give CPR right there on the mat.
Give him CPR on the mat. We seen that Wednesday night. How scary is that? Not only as a coach, not only as a friend, as a mentor, as a family member, but just to be there witnessing that. What is the emotions that takes you over?
It's not the thing where, it just happened. You had to do it. You know, I'm sitting there. It was Sean Foster is who it was, and I was sitting there holding his hand, and he told me about 30 seconds before the night. He told me, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And you know, as a coach, you get in there and wrestle. I mean, he was still fine and able, and then when he started wrestling, it just wasn't the same kid.
It must be some type of an injury to the neck or back here. The 113-pound wrestler that I cannot identify right now. He's still got his headgear on. He is talking to emergency personnel as I look at him through my binoculars. But they're not even taking his headgear off yet. They're being very, very cautious with him. And whatever it is, they are taking the utmost of care. And there are four medical personnel right on the scene right here. They don't have any parents, coaches, or anybody like that around him. It is all medical personnel around the wrestler. And they're working on some equipment to get around him there. And while we sort this thing out, why don't we send it back to the station for a quick announcement from some of our great sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have some more information for you on the injured wrestler. And we'll bring you some updates here on what we're expecting from the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets here. Immediately coming back, just a couple of matches away from Jaron Glosser. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more live wrestling coverage on 96.7.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
At the Albia Brewing Company, we specialize in pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, specially made handcrafted beers with names such as our Black Betty, Coal Miner, Avery Pale Ale, 1889 Red Ale, Soup Creek Shandy, from the light beers to the heaviest, darkest beers, and we make them ourselves right on location. Make sure you call ahead for a carryout pizza. Phone number is 641-932-4085.
AgriVision, your John Deere dealer, works hard to provide everything for your land. And in turn, they want to help you save money. That's why the oil and filter sale is a February favorite. It's your chance to save 15% on in-stock filters and 10% on in-stock oil containers, all with the AgriVision guarantee. Learn more at AgriVision, your John Deere dealer, and AgriVision.us. Offer does not include bulk oil. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details. Offer valid until February 28, 2015.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're proud that they made it to state this year. We're bringing you two great shows. April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson of Season 12, The Biggest Loser. Come on out and check out his amazing transformation. We're also bringing you Danny Grouse, Iowa's favorite band. Go to redtrucktickets.com to get your tickets now for $10 in advance. June 13th, we're bringing you our third annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. You can call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 and get those early 80s pricing tickets at $15 apiece. Go Big Blue!
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back at Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, and Travis Zapital with the best of news that we could bring you, folks. And when we left you there at the last, it was Jeremiah Colon from Newman Catholic Mason City stretched out. And in an abundance of caution, they went through a lot of exercises to see how he was doing. And at the end, they took the stretcher and put the board back on it and helped him to his feet. And he walked out of this gymnasium, out of this Wells Fargo Arena, to a thunderous applause by all who were watching that. So he will lose by the injury default to the West boy from Highland Center. But he'll wrestle again tomorrow with a little bit of luck. And we got some great matches coming up for you here, Southern Iowa wrestling fans. We've got 120-pounder. That's going to be Jake Hunterdoss, or excuse me, 126-pounder. It'll be Jake Hunterdoss. He'll be out there for the Southeast Warren Squad. And then right behind him, we have got Jaron Glosser. Glosser trying to get his ticket punched, and it looks like Glosser is coming out right now. So we're going to have Glosser for you right now, folks. And it's going to be a simultaneous start. Jake Hunterdoss on mat 4, Jaron Glosser on mat 6.
I'll stay over here with Hunterdoss. Joe, you bring us Glosser on your side.
All right. If you see something good that needs to be said, Travis, you raise your hand. I'll do the same, and we will bring you this live wrestling action for you here, folks, courtesy of Windstream, as well as Cargill, Proline Buildings, and GP Insurance in Albia.
Also want to thank CNC Cycle, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton.
And not to forget Tharp Funeral Home and Dewey Motor Company in Albia as we get underway here. It's semifinal action at the Well.
Hunterdoss underway here 20 seconds into the first period. On his feet. He's circling. Nothing. Front collar tie there. What do you got, Joe?
There's no score here, and we just get the whistle now, and it's Jaron Glosser on his feet. He gets kind of pushed off the mat there by Trey Brisker. Brisker is 45-7, a freshman from Wilton. Jaron Glosser, 54-0 on this season.
Washburn from Auburn Red in on a deep double leg here, and he takes down Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren. Hunterdoss trails now 2-0.
Still no score over here at 138 pounds, the semifinal. Jaron Glosser
Hunterdoss
on his feet.
with the escape. 2-1 now. Out of bounds to go. 1 minute left to go here in the first period.
30 seconds gone in this 138-pound semifinal, and the wrestlers are on their feet. Brisker from Wilton. Backs out of a single leg shot by Glosser. Now Glosser with a collar tie. Snap down attempt there by Brisker from Wilton. And a snap down again, and a Kelly try there by Glosser. And Glosser can't quite get that around. And he will get back circled to the center with 109 left. Ankle trip in there by Brisker. Backed out is Glosser. Front headlock now by Brisker.
38 seconds left to go here in the first period. Hunter Doss trails this match 2-1.
And a right Kelly attempt center. Gone bad by Jaron Glosser. And Jaron Glosser gets rolled through on a Kelly attempt by Trey Brisker. And Brisker gets Jaron Glosser on his back. Jaron Glosser reverses him, but not until a two-point near fall. So the score will be 4-2. Jaron Glosser looked like he had a Kelly hit just perfectly. Brisker just rolled with it and got his momentum stopped just as Jaron Glosser's shoulders were on the mat, and it was a four-point move for Brisker. Jaron Glosser now trailing 4-2, 27 seconds. He is on top with the chicken wing in on the left side. Runs the half on the right. Looks like he's mad about that event there. He's got the chicken wing on the left with 19 seconds to go. Going to try to chin him back, chin him over. And we've got 15 seconds to go. Jaron Glosser is on the top position, trailing 4-2. He's going to run that chicken wing around. Posting his leg is Brisker on the right side. And now the half Nelson to the other side with 6 seconds to go. Jaron Glosser working over Brisker, but he trails 4-2. And we're going to run out of time in the first period. That's your score going to the second, 4-2.
Time's going to expire over here in the first period as well, too. And Jake Hunter Doss is going to trail by a score of 2-1 of Hunter Washburn of Alburnett. Hunter Doss going to start this second period in the down position.
We're deciding what we're going to do for position over here on mat six, and it will be Brisker taken down.
Hunter Doss on a real quick stand-up escape here. Now that score is tied 2-2. Minute 50 left to go here in the second period.
Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont wrestler covers his opponent, Brisker. Hips him down to the mat. Brisker with a switch and a lot of activity there by Brisker, and an answer every time by Glosser, but a third consecutive sit-out switch is effective for Brisker. He takes a four-point lead over Glosser. 6-2 now. Glosser trailing.
He's got him in a cradle.
And he's got Glosser in a cradle. And
back.
It's going to be two points for Brisker. And now Brisker has got a six-point lead. It's going to be 8-2. Brisker over Glosser in a little bit of an upset in the making.
Absolutely. Brisker's a freshman, 45-7 on the year.
That kid from Wilton is quick now, and Jaron Glosser gets set back at the center of the mat, trailing by 6 points. I don't know if he's been behind by 6 points in the last 2 years.
You're probably right.
Here, minute and 15 to go here in the second period. All tied up. Jake Hunter Doss, 2-2 against Hunter Washburn of Alburnett.
Wrestling
under feet.
This Brisker kid is riding Glosser tough, and it kind of makes you wonder if there isn't something wrong with Jaron Glosser, if he didn't catch the flu today or something, because he is not moving nearly as quickly as Brisker, and Jaron Glosser has outquicked just about everybody this year.
Brisker's doing a nice job of maintaining leg control. He's got his leg in there. He's keeping lots of pressure on, not allowing Jaron to come up. But, you know, understanding Glosser, man, he can do anything. He can come up and get out of there. Got 50 seconds remaining in the second period.
Well, Jaron Glosser not hitting any moves right now, not trying to get up, and it's going to be a stalemate situation. And Glosser comes back to the center of the mat, and he doesn't get up. He just crawls over. That's not like Jaron Glosser. I'm looking at Coach Tony Johnson through the binoculars. He's over there on the coaching bench, and I think we're going to find out a little bit more to the story as this story unfolds, because Jaron Glosser now just being dominated right now by this Brisker kid.
36 seconds left to go here in the second period. Jake Hunter Doss tied up 2-2. We got a little bit of blood timeout.
Sit out switch attempt there by Glosser. Nice job there by Brisker getting back on the ankles. And Glosser needs to try a stand up or something here. Get his arms free. There's a T-bar in now by Brisker. And with 13 seconds to go, Jaron Glosser trailing by 6, going to go to the third period. He tries a sit-out switch there, and that's not going to work. We're going to go to the second, to the third and final period. The score will be 8-2. Trey Brisker with a pair of four-point moves, and Glosser is going to take the neutral position to start.
He's going to elect to go in the up position.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
There's something wrong with Jaron Glosser. I don't know what it is, but he is not a healthy young man right now. He covers Brisker. And on the whistle.
I mean, you're going to have to turn him twice just to tie it.
There's a stand-up by Brisker.
To get a pin to
Glosser works a chicken wing in on the left side. He tries to bar the arm on the right. Brisker posts that right leg out. He's got a nice, long right leg. He posts that thing out. So Glosser's going to have to get off the bar arm on the right and maybe try to put a half Nelson in. He's got the chicken wing on the right. Now he puts the half in on the right. Chicken wing on the left, half on the right. He's going to roll him over. He's running it. He's running it. But he doesn't have that extra spring in his step. Do you see that, Kevin Cochran? He just doesn't have that push.
Well, Brisker's doing a nice job of keeping good mobility down the bottom, keeping his weight distributed properly, not to get turned over.
Well, sometimes there's a stall call against Brisker. And now, still with the half Nelson, it's a half in there by, and we got a potentially dangerous. Potentially dangerous.
You know,
and we'll have a restart.
Here's the other things. I don't think Jaron's ever found himself in this position this year. I don't think he's ever been behind, has he?
I don't know about that, but he's undefeated coming into this match after 54 tries, and he has got a buzzsaw from Wilton named Trey Brisker, and Brisker gets the stand-up.
Well, Brisker came out like a ball of fire.
Well, Jaron Glosser has got the corkscrew right in right now with 55 seconds to go, and he needs to score 6 points or pin this kid if he's going to advance to the championship. Jaron Glosser right now trying the half. There's a 1 point for Glosser for the stalling with 42 seconds to go. This kid's going to have to wrestle because you can get three more stall calls, and they start adding up pretty quick. All right, Glosser with the warning. There's another stall. So there's another point. That's 8-4 now. So Jaron Glosser, 8-4. Now he's going to get him turned over. And with a 4 point deal here, he might be able to.
He's trying to get him turned here. He's out of position a little bit. He's losing control of him.
We should see a stalemate here with 17 seconds to go. So with 17 seconds to go, Jaron Glosser needs two pinning combinations or a pin or a stall and a three-point near fall.
Over here, Jake Hunterdoss, minute 25 left to go now. Hunterdoss finds himself trailing 5-2, and Hunterdoss getting rode hard by Hunter Washburn of Auburnett.
Glosser cuts his opponent. He's going to try a five-point move to tie it up. He gets the takedown. That makes it 9-6. He's got to cut him again. Nope, he's going to try to turn him over. 5-4-3. There's another stall call. That's two more points. That'll make it 9-8. And Gloucester's going to win or lose by 1 point. Four penalty points for stalling against Wilton's Trey Brisker, and he still wins by a 1 point margin. 9-8. It'll be Brisker from Wilton in the championship. Gloucester will wrestle tomorrow in the consolations.
Brisker's going to take on Carter Happel of Lisbon, who continue his undefeated season, looking for his third state title.
Boy, and I tell you what, guys, I watched Jaron Glosser crawl two times back to the center of the mat. Something there just doesn't seem right with Jaron Glosser in that match.
Yep, I would have to agree with that, and that'll probably come out later. We'll find out later, but that's a tough loss for Jaron Glosser, and our Southern Iowa wrestling fans go out to him.
Back over here, 30 seconds left to go here in the third period. Jake Hunterdoss finds himself trailing 5-3. He gets the escape. Wrestlers are on their feet. Out of bounds, they're going to go. Hunterdoss tries to throw right there at the edge of the mat, but out of bounds.
First period action here at 145 pounds. It's Nathan Fritz with a nifty little throw against Drew Anderson, and Fritz takes Anderson down, puts him to his back, and they get out of bounds, but it's a four-point move for Nathan Fritz. He leads that one. 4-0 at 145 pounds. Great match there. Sigourney Kyoto, the Savages. Nathan Fritz advancing here.
5 seconds left to go here in the final third period. And Hunterdoss still trailing 5-3. Out of bounds, they go back to the center of the mat. Hunterdoss needs to get a throw here. He tries the headlock, slips off, gets taken down. Time's going to expire, and he's going to go down by a 3-7 score.
Well, that was a great first period for Nathan Fritz. After the four-point move, he rides out Drew Anderson from Westwood Sloan, and Nathan Fritz leads 4-0 going to the second period.
Well, with Hunterdoss going down by Hunter Washburn, Hunter Washburn's going to be taking on Joel Halbrum of Clarion Goldfield in the finals, 132 pounds. 138, we did say Jaron Glosser lost a nail-biter to Brisker of Wilton, and he'll take on Carter Happel. of Lisbon going for his third title as we're up to 145 pounds.
Fritz starts the second period of his 145-pound consolation match in the down position, covered by Drew Anderson from Westwood Sloan. Great match being brought to you folks that are listening up in the Sigourney area by Mike Kaser at Kaser Soil Service. Call Mike Kaser for your fertilizer and chemical and application needs at 641-777-6099. Kaser Soil Service in Agency, Iowa. Now we got Nathan Fritz, 46-2 on the year with the 4-0 lead over Drew Anderson. Anderson covering Fritz at 145. Just down through the halfway point here in the second period at 145. It's a consolation match. Hey, we're getting a shout out here from some Sigourney listeners. Want to say, go Nathan Fritz. And also, somebody wants to shout out to Matt Greiner, agent for Quality Ag there in Keota. All right, Matt, you've had your shout. All right, Fritz trying to work out of this down position. Gets a stand up. Grabs the leg from between his legs, pulls it up, dumps it, and gets a two-point reversal. Not messing around with an escape there. Nathan Fritz, with 30 seconds to go in the second period, takes a 6-0 lead. He's a dominator over Drew Anderson from Westwood Sloan. Now Anderson gets to his base. Fritz, with 24 seconds left in the second period, tries to run a butcher. He's got Anderson broken down. Anderson tries to get to his base. Nathan Fritz from Sigourney, 145-pound entry here for the Savages. Tries to work against a sit-out with Anderson. Now Anderson with a sit-out tries to go to a stand-up, but it's going to be right at the edge of the mat as time expires. So we'll go to the third period, a big six-point advantage for Nathan Fritz. The semifinals, catch up on those. English Valley, Zach Axmere. Axmere's there at English Valley, North English. Him and Bryce Paul from Alburnett are locked up in a scoreless tie at 152. At 145, Brady Bott from Clarion Goldfield trails Blake Meyer from Sumner 8-2. That one's in the third period with 30 seconds to go. And the other semifinal match that's being competed right now, it's Brad Kirkhoff from Audubon trailing 9-3 over Connor Shalista from Alburnett. That one in the second period, final seconds.
Seen a lot of those Alburnett kids right here in the semifinals. Shalista is, I believe, a returning state champion, as they do have another semifinalist in Amling, undefeated. Or no, Amling's not from, he's from Edwards Colesburg, but Bryce Paul from Alburnett is also in the semifinals as they're trying to wrap up the 1A state championship.
All right, we're going to have Lane Booner taking the mat down here. You want to bring us out when Coach Cochran? He will be on mat number 8. Mat number 8, Lane Booner lacing him up.
Booner, who, if I remember right, in his last match had a thrilling match, ended up throwing a kid to his back and getting the fall.
Now we are in the neutral position at 145, and Nathan Fritz from Sigourney, Keota, sharing the coaching staff, gets the takedown, and he will take an 8-0 lead in his consolation match. So let's see if Booner can follow the example
actually,
of Fritz.
I think we had back-to-back falls between Fritz and Booner
on the same mat.
The same mat.
Yeah, so let's see if they can follow each other again here. It's going to be Nathan Fritz with the big 8-0 lead, wrestling very conservatively from the top. He does get the stall call against him. But when you're ahead 8-0 with 35 seconds to go, you don't mind one or two of those.
That's the only time a coach actually agrees with the stall call.
Yeah.
At the state tournament, when you're leading by 8, it's okay to stall.
It's okay to stall.
Any other time of year, it's not.
If it was at the Wayne Duels, it probably wouldn't be.
I'm going to bring you mat number 5 here. We got Jacob Houck from Southeast Warren in the semifinal match against Keegan Thingelson from Central Springs.
You know, they have Blake Bauer who punched his ticket. They'd be nice to see him, Houck, get in there to keep them in that team race against Clarion Goldfield, because I don't think anybody's going to be catching Auburnette right now.
All right, Sigourney Keota, we know you love us on 96.7. Your very own Nathan Fritz has got 2 seconds to go, 1-0, and Nathan Fritz advances. He'll be trying to get third place points for Sigourney Keota tomorrow. He is an 8-0 winner over Drew Anderson from Westwood Sloan.
There's been a ton of action right here on mat number 8 with Boender. But no score. Lots of flurries, lots of action. But still, we find ourselves 0-0 with 25 seconds remaining in the first period.
Lane Booner there from Sigourney. He's up against Josh Hopkins from East Mills. Hopkins from East Mills, 53-2 on the year, a junior. Lane Booner, 42-9.
Hoke on his feet here, 0-0. And Hoke's going to get a shuck by, going to get the two-point takedown with a minute left to go here in the first period. He's going to lead 2-0.
That is a
160-pound semifinal match.
Semifinal match.
Come on, Southeast Warren. Root on your Jacob Hoke here in the semifinal match, trying to punch his way to the finals tomorrow night. He's going to cut his opponent in Keegan Figelson from Central Springs. It's going to be 2-1. Hoke got a front headlock here, trying to get him in a cow catcher. Going to go out of bounds, though. Not enough real estate. And I really like that cow catcher move that Hoke had on his opponent, Figelson. 50 seconds left to go here in the first period. 2-1 your score. Hoke in a front collar tie. Working right on the out-of-bounds circle here. Circles back to the center. Figelson takes a quick single-leg shot, and Hoke's going to come up behind him, and Fogelson's going to whizzer him out of bounds, and it's going to be 32 seconds left to go, 2-1. How you looking down there with Boonder?
Well, Boonder got the choice. It was 0-0 going into the second period. Boonder chose down, gets the escape. He leads 1-0 with a minute 32 remaining, and still there's lots of action on their feet, but still no scoring.
Fingleson's going to take a deep shot here on Hoke. But Hoke does a nice job sprawling out of it, and they're going to go out of bounds, going to reset. 14 seconds left to go. Hoke leads 2-1 here in the first period.
152-pounders, it's Lane Booner with the 1-0 lead. 1:15 left in the second period. There's a shot in there by Booner.
Well, and Joe, you can attest this. I mean, for those folks at home, if you don't understand the sport of wrestling, when you get to the point where you're on your feet, and you're scrapping and you're going, and it might not seem like a lot's going on, there's a lot of energy being burned.
A lot of energy being burned, and Josh Hopkins from East Mills gets a snap down, spins behind, and gets control of Lane Booner with 1:01 left in the second period. He takes the lead now 2-1, and we've got a restart after going out of bounds now.
Hoke here going to start the second period in the down position. He still leads this match 2-1. He's trying to work up to his base here. Fingleson's got him broke down, trying to put the head in the hole here, but Hoke's going to try to get back up to his feet.
Fingleson's Booner gets a reversal on a nifty little sit-out switch, and they're off the mat, and it will be Booner with the lead now, 3-2. What an exciting matchup here at 152 pounds. Great action here between Booner and Hopkins.
We got Salar Zaney from I-35 on mat number two. Just starting, a minute left in the first period. No score, not much action going on as they're still on their feet.
Hoke still on the bottom here, trying to work up to his base. Fingleson's got him broke down, and he's trying to get up to his base here and get an escape. He still leads that match 2-1. 1 minute left to go here in the second period.
Booner gets reversed now by Hopkins, and that
but
is
how that happened. I mean, Booner had him lifted up, was getting ready to take him to the mat, and he had so much momentum that his opponent got the reversal out of the deal.
It was a flurry of activity. There's still 20 seconds to go with a 4-3 deficit. Lane Booner is on the base position. Now he gets hipped off the mat with 16 seconds to go, and I'm going to predict three more points in this second period. What a flurry of scoring. 7 points all coming here in the second period. We got 16 seconds to go. Booner's set. Hopkins covers. Whistle move by Booner is a sit-out. Sit out and then a stand up. Sit out, stand up, turn. Now dropping down on the leg is Hopkins. He's like he's in on a single leg. And with 7 seconds to go, Hopkins just hanging on to the ankle. Booner kind of got his leg caught trailing when he hit that sit out. And he will go to the third period trailing 3-4.
I'm impressed about how that towel boy got out there so quick and was get to that referee.
22 seconds left to go here, Hoke. Second period still leads 2-1. He's still on the bottom. Fingleson's rode him out here the entirety of this second period. 15 seconds left to go.
1:55 clock rolling here in the third period. Booner covering Hopkins. Hopkins with the stand-up. Booner just cuts him. He trails by two now, looking for a tie-it-up takedown. Lane Booner, Sigourney Kyoto Savage. Here we go. It's in the third period. You're down by two. It's Josh Hopkins from East Mills. Your opponent.
Getting ready to start the third period here, and Fingleson's going to go in the down position. Hoke still leads 2-1. He's going to need to ride Fingleson out here in this
third period in order to get the 2-1 victory. But Thingelson quick up to his feet. Hoke drops down on the hips. Out of bounds, we're going to go. We're going to bring it back to the center and reset it.
We're still in the neutral position. Wrestlers on their feet and counting down through 70 seconds left in this 152-pound consolation match here on 96.7. If you're just joining us, folks, this is Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We've been bringing it to you all day here. We've got Lane Boonder, a Class 1A 52-pounder, going up against Josh Hopkins. It's Boonder trailing by the score 5-3. Now Boonder has his head down. Collar tie there now by Boonder. Hopkins tries to snap down, and now it's a front headlock, and Hopkins is in on a single. Boonder drops down, gets even, and we're back to neutral.
Fingleson's going to get the escape now. It's tied up 2-2, and he had Hoke in a deep leg, deep single leg, and they went out of bounds.
I'm not sure how he got out of that. I mean, he was almost right back into a double leg to get a takedown.
Yeah, but here Fingleson's going to get the two-point takedown. Now Hoke's going to trail 4-2 with a minute 12 left to go here in the first period.
We got 25 seconds left here at 152 pounds in the consolation match. Lane Boonder, Sigourney trailing by two. 19 seconds to go. Boonder needs to hit a shot, hit a throw, get something going here. 15 seconds to go. He's trying to set up a throw. He's trying to step a throw, but it's Hopkins backing out. Now an underhook by Boonder. Boonder gets the underhook, but it's near the edge of the mat, and we're off the edge of the mat with 4 seconds to go. And Lane Boonder, he's going to have a shot at seventh place tomorrow. He's in there on a single leg, but it's too late. It'll be Josh Hopkins advancing, and Lane Boonder.
57 seconds left to go here in the third period. Hoke's going to get the escape. It's now 3-4. Hoke in on a deep double leg. Oh, out of bounds. They're going to call him, but that sure looked like a two-point takedown from where we're sitting at. Neutral position, 43 seconds left to go.
That's a Southeast Warren wrestler for you there, folks. Jacob Hoke, if you're just tuning in.
Hoke.
Southeast Warren Liberty Center doing a great job here in this
Fingleson
championship.
Fingleson in on a deep single leg here. Tries to switch it up to a double leg, working right on the out-of-bounds circle. Out of bounds, they're going to go. Going to reset it back to the center. 26 seconds left to go. Come on, Jacob Hoke. We need a takedown.
Jacob Hoke on his feet for Southeast Warren. He's working pressure. He trails by one with 18 seconds to go. He needs to know where he's at here in this match.
Sal Arzani of I-35 in the third period, beginning of the third period, finds himself trailing 8-0. Got to find a way to make up some points here with 2 minutes remaining.
Stall warning against Fingleson of Hoke.
One more of those, and it would tie it up at 160 pounds in that semifinal match.
10 seconds left to go. Kangle Fingleson from Central Springs is just running away from Hoke, but he's in on a single leg shot here. Hoke needs to sprawl out, break the hands free. 4 seconds left to go. He's going to run out of time. Joe Sinclair and Jacob Hoke is going to go down by a 4-3 decision in the semifinals to Keegan Fingleson.
That was a great effort there by Jacob Hoke. And really the difference in the match was an ill-advised throw attempt in the second period. And that gave the takedown to Fingleson. Jacob Hoke was kind of in control of that match. And give the credit to Keegan Fingleson. He now goes to 55-0 on his season. All right. Well, we're going to have a little bit of a breather here, folks. And while we get that breather, let's thank the great folks that include our sponsors. Bluff Creek Archery, Leffler Dirtwork, and Double D Repair in Albia.
I also want to thank Homestead of Albia Assisted Living, Albia Brewing, AgriVision Albia, Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home, and Hy-Vee.
Also, Sinclair Tractor with 11 locations to serve you in southeast Iowa. Proline Buildings in New Sharon, Cargill, great company there, serving you in Eddyville and Ottumwa. Also, Windstream and William Penn in Oskaloosa.
I also want to thank iCare Partners of Oskaloosa, American Family Insurance Oskaloosa, and Pierce-Bacher Funeral Homes in Sheraton.
Also, CNC Cycle, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, Midwest Heritage Bank, Lucas County Health Center, and Grace Baptist Church.
And the helpful folks there at Community First Credit Union and Monroe County Sheriff Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia and Piper's Old Fashioned Homemade Candy on the Square in Sheraton.
Also Pete Harkness, Lockridge Lumber, DeVore Homes in Knoxville, and Albia Hardee's.
Belzer Equipment, Benton Place Apartments, and First Iowa State Bank.
Monroe County Hospital, People State Bank, Quality Ag, Albia Motors, and Jim Van Claveren and Charlie Sinnott at Jim and Charlie's, your hometown grocer in Albia.
I also want to thank the Lathrop Construction, Southern Iowa Technologies for the text line, Summers Car Credit, and Tharp Funeral Home.
Also, Dewey Motor Company, Titan Machinery in Pella, Jason Summers at Summers Insurance with three locations to serve you, and Sheraton Vision.
Have a safe trip home, by the way, Jason.
I hope he's enjoying his ride and his listen.
Wirtjes Concrete, Sheraton Vision, Tom's Affordable Tree Service and Outdoor Equipment and Repair, and Country Propane and Milo.
Well, we've had a great 1A semifinals and consolation match here that we've brought here thus far, with probably the notable, except the big upset for Jaron Glosser, and I'm sure that we'll find out a little bit more about that, but Jaron Glosser really didn't look like his usual old self, and you watched that match too, Travis. He just didn't look like he had the gas in the tank.
You know, in the first period, Jaron Glosser got took down, and it was outside the middle circle in the mat. And Jaron Glosser crawled back to the start line. And I knew right then that something was not right with him.
But he got caught on his back. He got caught on his back, giving up that points. And you know what? Like I said, maybe he hasn't trailed the entire year. I don't know. And that will take a lot out of a guy. It really will. I just hope he can regroup, come back, finish up, get third place. He's a quality young man. Has had a great high school season.
University of Iowa
high school career.
He's going to be one of the Poke guys next year. So he's got it going. Great kid, great family there. Jaron Glosser, we're rooting for you, our buddy Jaron Glosser.
That Finkelsong who beat Hogue from Southeast Warren, he's going to be taking on Kingery, Cody Kingery of Underwood. And so congratulations once again to Joe Stevens, who brought two wrestlers here, and he's got two of them in the finals.
All right, we're going to go.
Number two, we got Hunter Johnson versus Brennan Grimm of English Valley. And Grimm in on a quick double-leg takedown there at the minute and 40 left to go here in the second period, or in the first period, and Johnson's going to trail 2-0.
195-pounder Hunter Johnson out there competing for the EBF Rockets. He gets taken down. He's up against Brennan Grimm, a 43-6 senior. All these wrestlers that we call for you folks here are place winners. It's all winners here at the state tournament, but these are the cream of the crop. They're at the top, the ones that will be on the medal stand tomorrow night during the award ceremonies.
A minute 15 to go here in the first period, and Johnson's going to find himself trailing 2-0 on the bottom. He needs to hit a quick stand up there, and he tries to, but Grimm, real quick on the ankle, brings him right back down to the mat, right in the center of the mat here. Grimm got Johnson broken down to the mat. Johnson trying to work up to his base. Grimm's got a deep waist right in. Johnson up to his feet here. Trying to get stand up. Tries to reach back and get a headlock. Nothing there. Johnson's going to get the escape. 2-1's your score.
2-1 with 47 seconds left in the 195-pound consolation match in the first period. Hunter Johnston.
Hunter
he trails 2-1.
On his feet, 30 seconds left to go here in the first period. 2-1's your score.
And I'm distributing garbage all over the all over the media area here. Papers flying. Hunter Johnston flying around that mat, and he's got a single leg right now off the mat into the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont cheer squad, and we are off the mat without a change in the score. Hunter Johnston bringing the action here. All right, Hunter Johnston now back on his feet with only 6 seconds to go. 2-1 the score, and that's going to be how we go to the second period. Who's that official out there, Kevin Cochran?
Well, Matt, we're on. I've been trying to keep track of these other finals here. We got to see Matt number two, huh?
That's
Kaburski, Jim Kaburski.
Is that Jim Kaburski? That's
absolutely
who I thought it was.
Ballhead. You know,
all right.
I'll give old Jim all the credit. Jim's got to be probably 63, 64, 65 years old. And he gets around this mat like he's 34 years old.
Just underway here in the second period. Johnson's going to start on the top position. He trails 2-1. 10 seconds into the second period. Johnson needs to try to break his opponent down here and work a tilt combination.
Brennan Grimm with the stand-up here and separation, and doesn't quite get loose. Hunter Johnson scoots back around behind him, and he's covering him now for the first 25 seconds of this second period. A 2-1 deficit for Hunter Johnston. Now he tries to break him down, chops that arm on the left side, gets the bar arm on the left, runs the deep waist on the right. He's got him broken down to his left shoulder, right shoulder off the mat, knees off the mat. It's a very tough kid to move there at 195.
Well, the 170-pound matchup in the finals is going to be Dale Hillman from West Marshall, and he's going to go against, and I think we had an upset right here in the semifinals. Austin Hoyle, a senior, 33-15, upsets undefeated Gable Vershore, another Gable Vershore, to make it to the finals in an overtime victory.
On the restart, a switch there by Grimm, and Grimm gets loose this time. 3-1 the score. Now Hunter Johnston trailing by a pair. We got a minute left in the second period. Johnston did a good job riding there for the first minute of the second period, but a real nifty switch move there. Sit out by Grimm, and he gets loose from Hunter Johnston to score his third point. Now we count down through 45 seconds to go. Shot in there by Johnston. Really good counter by Grimm. Grimm's got the answer. Keeps his body low. Keeps his shoulders square. It'll be Johnston looking for an angle. Johnston looking for that angle, and it's not there. Now front headlock by Johnston. See if he can hip down on that. Good job there. Thumb in the... Oh, and Johnston got caught out of position trying to go for a single leg. Trailed his right arm going for the right leg of Grimm. Grimm underhooks that thing and turns it into a two-point takedown.
With about 15 seconds remaining. But Hunter Johnston does a nice job getting the escape with 4 seconds left.
5-2 the score now. But yeah, that was just a shot. It actually was a good idea. The leg was open, but when he went in, he didn't get his right arm under, and tough 195-pounder from English Valley hooked under it.
We have a 182-pound final set. It's going to be Austin Labs of Guthrie Center, 42-5 senior, going to go against Evan Hansen, who beat Colton Massengale from BGM in the final. So Hansen versus Labs.
Johnson's going to get the escape here with a minute and 45 left to go here in the third period. He trails 5-3.
Inside of that takedown, tied up range. 5-3. Hunter Johnston, here we go. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont fans listening in on 96.7. Your very own Hunter Johnston trying to advance, try to go for those third place points for the Rockets. He gets in on a single leg. Nice little spin down behind by Grimm. Grimm gets behind and can't get him down to the mat yet. There's no scoring yet, and it'll be takedown now. Takedown now, 7-3. 7-3. It's a four-point deficit for Hunter Johnston. Hunter Johnston really liked the activity out of that move right there, but a great job there by Grimm. Just use his thumb to keep the pressure on his neck and got around behind before Johnston could get that right leg locked up. Johnston gets set after they go out of bounds. 1:10 remaining. A four-point deficit for Hunter Johnston. Johnston's first move is a stand-up. He gets loose, and now he trails by 3. 7-4 your score. There are exactly 57 seconds left in this one as we go off the mat.
And Johnston here, he needs to bring the action, Joe. He needs to really try to work a takedown here and maybe some extra back points or something, maybe get a four-point move. And he's bringing the action.
He's bringing the action.
Pushing the pace here. Johnston working.
He's working Grimm up. Oh, he tries a Kelly move there. Got his hips a little bit too far back, and now he works Grimm off the mat. And with 33 seconds, they don't call it off the mat yet. Grimm gets behind, and now they're off the mat. And we will go back with 29 seconds. 29 seconds, and Grimm is down on the mat. Looks like he might have gotten a knee in the nose, and he is holding his face. Looking at him through the binoculars there, he's holding his face. It looks like he got a knee in the nose. Knee in the nose. They take the headgear off of him. It's Grimm from English Valley's on his back. Good part about this is it gives Eddyville, Bakersburg, Fremont, Rocket wrestler Hunter Johnston a chance to converse with Coach Little. They're going through a couple moves. And they're looking at the legwork right now. They're looking at Hunter Johnston's legwork as they work on the face of Grimm from English Valleys. Grimm's all right. He gets back to the center mat. We'll reset it with 29 seconds to go. A three-point lead for Grimm. Johnston backs him off. He's doing that legwork that Coach Little was demonstrating. Now with 20 seconds to go, Grimm's running. Grimm's running from Johnston. Johnston with the shot. Grimm with the backup. And there should be a stall call here as they go off the mat. Kaburski saying something to Grimm. I think what he's saying is next time you take a step backwards, I'm calling stalling. But there's 9 seconds to go. Grimm heads over to the spit bucket, spits out a wad of blood, comes back to the center of the mat with 8 seconds to go. A trip move there by Johnston. Johnston trying the trip with 4 seconds to go. He can't get it executed. He will go down on this one 7-4.
Well, give it to Hunter Johnston there for trying, giving it everything he had with the last 20 seconds to go there, trailing 7-4. He didn't go down easy.
No, and as we come to the conclusion of this 1A semifinals and consolation round, as we get into the 220 and 285, kind of an update on the team scores. Al Burnett leads extensively with 114 points. Clarion Goldfield has extended their lead for second place with 84.5. Wilton has found a way to get ahead of Southeast Warren with 54 points, but Southeast Warren is right there in fourth with 52.5. So it's going to come down to tomorrow on those consolation semifinal matches to see if you're going to go for fifth and sixth or if you're going to go for third and fourth. And it's going to come down to tomorrow's final matches. And we're rooting on Southeast Warren to find a way to win some matches, pull ahead of Wilton, and bring home that trophy back to Southern Iowa. There's a I can't express the great feeling that it takes as a team when you get to go out and get that trophy and lift it above your head and bring that back to your hometown.
And that is a great feeling that the hometown wrestlers get to enjoy. We're working our way through the final matches here in Class 1A. And got a little break in the action here. We'll send it back to the studio. And when we bring it back, we'll give you the recap of the Class 1A scoring and set it up for you for tomorrow. And we're going to be back on the air. We'll let you know the schedule, and we'll send it back to the studio right now where I'm sure a weary Scotty Fry has been there all day. Take it away, Scotty. We'll be here when you send it back.
Last night I dreamed of
my new yoga studio,
a car,
a treehouse.
It was the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we can turn to one place to protect them: American Family Insurance. Our agents can help make sure you have the coverage needed, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa at 641-673-8965.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
As an ag producer, you wear lots of hats and operate lots of machines. So when you have ideas for improvement, John Deere listens. Take our E-Series skid steers. Producers like you wanted easier attachment hookup, optional switchable controls for choosing between ISO, H-pattern, and foot controls, and an auto-reversing fan that keeps coolers free of debris. We've corralled these features and more into the E-Series. Because at John Deere, we're about building together.
Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
30 years of research and design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley prides themselves on the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames. Each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory, so now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall. Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa.
And we're back at Wells Fargo Arena, where you have enjoyed a great day. And I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have bringing it to you here from Wells Fargo Arena. It was a great day of wrestling here. We've had the championship matches decided in all the classes. 3A, 2A, 1A. We'll set it up for you here, folks, and give you all the results here. We're going to be glad to bring you a Class 1A championship match. We just got done with the 1A portion of the evening. It'll be Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren. We'll root him on in the championships. And team score-wise here in Class 1A, as we wrap it up today, Coach Cochran, what have you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to bring it. Let's get the finalists here. I think I left off 182, 195. You're going to have Zach Hickson of Gilbertville, Don Bosco. He's going to be taking on the undefeated Cash Wilkie of OABCXQ.
Odebold Arthur. It's Odebold Arthur.
But there's a whole bunch of acronyms on the end of it. You got Pete at 220 pounds. Andrew Peterson is going to be taking on Ryan Parmalee. At 220 pounds, 285 pounds, the big football recruit, Levi Paulson, is going to be wrestling. It looks like the match is still going on, but it looks like it's going to be Joe Ricker, undefeated, 48-0, taking on Paulson. But your team scores right now, as we talked about, Al Burnett, 114, Clarion Goldfield, 84.5. And then we've got a Donnybrook here for third and fourth, and maybe even fifth. Fifth, Wilton in third place with 54. Our local Southeast Warren Liberty Center, 52.5. Just 1.5 points out of third place right now. So tomorrow's consolation semifinals are huge for Southeast Warren. Fifth place is West Marshall with 47 points. Gilbertville Don Bosco is tied with Sumner Fredericksburg with 42.5. Underwood with 41.5. With only two wrestlers here, but both of them are in the finals, and our Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets are in 25th place with 17.5. Sigourney Keota is in 22nd with 19 points. So good showing by Southern Iowa. I realize, you know, not all wrestlers got to the goals that they wanted to throughout the season, but hey, you got to finish on a good note right here.
And a good note is going to be in the morning. It'll be right here from Wells Fargo Arena starting at 9 o'clock. Jason Summers will be in the house. with interviews, coaches, wrestlers on the Coach's Corner starting at 9 o'clock, just like regular, folks. We're going to have Coach's Corner, but it'll be from Wells Fargo tomorrow. And then right at 10 o'clock, we are going to go into the medal matches. And from
it's
10,
the consolation semifinals.
Consolation semis.
Yep. To see who's going to go for the medals.
Yep.
7th and 8th is already decided. Tomorrow morning, we're going to decide 3A, 2A, 1A, who's going for 5th and 6th, who's going for 3rd and 4th. And then right after that, we'll
it'll
wrestle
be the medal
final
matches.
Round.
Yep, it'll be the medal matches right after that. And that'll be all done tomorrow by 2 o'clock. And we'll have a nice break from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we'll bring it back here to Wells Fargo for the finals. And the finals are all set up for you. We're going to bring all the action to you live here, folks, on 96.7. Thank you so much for listening to us from Wells Fargo on a great day for wrestling. For Travis Zapical, Kevin Cochran, the illustrious and industrious Jason Summers, and Scotty Fry back on the board, Joe Millage in the control room. Thank you very much. Joe Sinclair signing off from Wells Fargo. See you tomorrow morning.
Now, baby, don't worry if your trouble's your mind.